Are you looking for more daily briefs or have an idea for a new one? Head over to podcastai.com/daily-brief for more. Is NVIDIA about to make a major move into the server rental market? Welcome to the AI News Daily Brief, your go-to for the latest AI updates. Today is Thursday, March 27th, 2025. Here's what you need to know about NVIDIA's reported talks to acquire Lepton AI. Let's dive in. NVIDIA is reportedly inching closer to a deal to acquire Lepton AI, a startup that rents out servers powered by NVIDIA's own artificial intelligence chips. According to the information, this acquisition could be worth several hundred million dollars. You might be wondering why NVIDIA, already a giant in the semiconductor space, would be interested in a server rental company. Well, it's all about expanding their reach into the AI-driven cloud computing market. Imagine owning a fleet of high-tech servers, all supercharged with NVIDIA's cutting-edge AI chips, and renting them out to companies eager to leverage the power of artificial intelligence. That's exactly what Lepton AI has been doing since its inception just 2 years ago. In fact, they raised an $11 million seed round in 2023 from investors like CRV and Fusion Fund, showing there's significant interest in their model. But Lepton AI isn't the only player in this space. They're up against Together AI, another startup that, despite being only a year older, has already raised over $500 million in venture capital. This competitive landscape makes NVIDIA's potential acquisition all the more interesting, as it could shake up the dynamics in the server rental market. And it seems NVIDIA is on a bit of a shopping spree. Just last week, they reportedly acquired synthetic data startup Gretel, indicating a broader strategy to bolster their AI capabilities across multiple fronts. It's a fascinating time for NVIDIA as they look to capitalize on their technological advancements and expand their footprint in the AI ecosystem. If you've ever wondered just how far AI technology can go when it comes to censorship, the latest leak from China might just be the eye-opener. Imagine a system that doesn't just rely on traditional methods of blocking keywords, but uses a large language model to sift through vast amounts of data to pinpoint even the subtlest forms of dissent. That's exactly what's happening, according to a leaked database seen by TechCrunch. We're talking about a sophisticated AI system developed by the Chinese government that flags any content deemed sensitive. This isn't just your run-of-the-mill censorship targeting obvious topics like the Tiananmen Square massacre. It's a step further, extending to topics that can stir social unrest, such as pollution scandals, labor disputes, and even political satire. Xiao Qiang, a researcher at the University of California, Berkeley, who studies Chinese censorship, examined the dataset and described it to TechCrunch as clear evidence of the government's intent to use large language models to enhance repression. Instead of relying on human labor for manual review, this system can efficiently control the flow of information with precision. This isn't just about catching the obvious stuff. The dataset includes over 133,000 examples of content, from rural poverty complaints to reports of military movements. And get this, the Chinese word for Taiwan appears over 15,000 times. It seems like anything related to Taiwan, military matters, or even metaphorical expressions about power transitions is a target. The dataset, intended for something called public opinion work, gives us a clue about its purpose. According to Michael Castor from Article 19, this term is a nod to the censorship and propaganda efforts overseen by the Cyberspace Administration of China. It's all about aligning public narratives with the government's goals. This leak is just the latest evidence of how authoritarian regimes are using AI to tighten their grip on information. OpenAI recently reported that Chinese entities were using generative AI to track dissent and smear dissidents. It's a new era of censorship, where AI not only blocks content, but also learns to get better at it over time. So, as we see AI technology advancing at breakneck speed, it's crucial to recognize how it's being wielded in different parts of the world. While AI holds the promise of innovation and progress, it also poses significant challenges to freedom of expression, especially when used as a tool for state-led information control. Multimodal generative artificial intelligence is making waves in the medical field, especially when it comes to interpreting images like X-rays and MRIs. Imagine having an AI that can not only read these images, but also generate detailed, insightful reports that assist doctors in making informed decisions. That's what researchers are exploring with a concept called multimodal generative medical image interpretation, or GenMI. Picture this. You're a radiologist with a mountain of scans to review. Each image requires a keen eye and meticulous attention to detail to ensure nothing is missed. Now, what if an AI could handle the initial interpretation, flagging potential issues, and even drafting a preliminary report? This could save you hours of work each day, allowing you to focus on the more complex cases that demand your expertise. The potential of GenMI is enormous. It's not just about easing workloads. It's about enhancing the quality of care. By automating parts of the report generation process, clinicians can spend more time on patient interaction and less on administrative tasks. This technology could also democratize access to high-quality healthcare, especially in regions where specialists are scarce. However, it's not all smooth sailing. The challenges are significant. Validating the accuracy of these AI-generated reports is crucial. There's also the need for transparency, ensuring that the AI's decision-making process is understandable to the clinicians who rely on it. And let's not forget about the nuances, those subtle, often context-specific insights that only a seasoned professional can provide. Experts are optimistic, though. They believe that with careful implementation, GenMI could revolutionize medical imaging. It could match or even surpass human performance in generating reports across various disciplines like radiology, pathology, and dermatology. This would be a game changer, providing real-time expertise and expanding the reach of medical services. In essence, while the road to fully integrating GenMI into healthcare systems is still under construction, the destination promises a future where AI and human expertise work hand in hand to improve patient outcomes. It's an exciting frontier and one that could redefine how we think about medical diagnostics and care. OpenAI is shaking things up by adopting a standard from its rival, Anthropic, called the Model Context Protocol, or MCP. This open-source standard is something Anthropic introduced to help artificial intelligence models connect more effectively to the systems where data resides. And now, OpenAI is on board, which is pretty big news in the artificial intelligence world. Imagine this. You're working with an artificial intelligence assistant, and it needs to pull data from various sources like your business tools or software. With MCP, that becomes a whole lot easier. This protocol lets developers create two-way connections between data sources and artificial intelligence applications, like chatbots. It's all about making artificial intelligence more capable and relevant in real-world scenarios by tapping into existing data. So, why is OpenAI adopting MCP such a big deal? Well, for starters, it means they're recognizing the value of an open standard that's already gaining traction. Companies like Block, Apollo, and Replit have already integrated MCP into their platforms, making it a thriving standard with thousands of integrations. OpenAI's support means more developers will have access to this tool, broadening its impact. In a post on X, OpenAI CEO Sam Altman expressed his excitement about this move, highlighting that MCP support is coming to their products, including the desktop app for ChatGPT. It's a clear sign that OpenAI is looking to enhance how their artificial intelligence models interact with data, ensuring they deliver better, more relevant responses to users. Anthropic's chief product officer, Mike Krieger, welcomed OpenAI's decision, noting that large language models are most useful when they can connect to the data we already have and the software we already use. It's a synergy that promises to push artificial intelligence capabilities even further, benefiting developers and users alike. It's exciting to think about what this means for the future of artificial intelligence. With OpenAI and Anthropic both supporting MCP, we could see a new wave of artificial intelligence applications that are smarter and more integrated into our daily lives. It's a collaboration that underscores the importance of open standards in technology. That's it for today's AI News Daily Brief. NVIDIA's potential acquisition of Lepton AI and OpenAI's adoption of Anthropic's MCP standard signal exciting shifts in the AI landscape. Thanks for tuning in. Stay updated with us. This is Michelle signing off. Until next time. Are you looking for more daily briefs or have an idea for a new one? Head over to podcastai.com/daily-brief for more.